From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today in Afghanistan, a major turn in the war. Leaders of the Northern Alliance rebel forces say they have taken control of the key northern city of Mazar-e Sharif. The Taliban troops, who have been defending that city for weeks, are reported to have fled, leaving hundreds dead or captured. Mazar-e Sharif sits on a strategic crossroads in the north of the country. Its capture by anti-Taliban forces would be an important victory. Officials at the Pentagon say they're encouraged by the reports from the opposition, but cannot confirm them. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
For 2 weeks now, U.S. aircraft have been pounding the Taliban front lines around Mazar-e Sharif in hopes the strikes would weaken the Taliban defenses there enough to enable the opposition Northern Alliance to move on the city. But U.S. officials have heard rebel commanders boast before of battlefield advances that turned out not to be true. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark said today the United States is encouraged by the reports of Mazar-e Sharif falling, but will wait for the dust to settle there to verify the claims. Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam, Deputy Operations Director, said that's not just an expression.
I'm adding to it a perspective of somebody standing on the ground with a pair of binoculars around his neck trying to see through what is occurring as forces are battling. And sometimes you just can't see through the dust as the artillery goes off around you.
U.S. Special Forces are on the ground with the Northern Alliance troops, but officials here say those operatives do not yet have first-hand reports that Mazar-e Sharif has been taken. Sources inside the Northern Alliance told NPR today that rebel troops captured both the civilian and military airfields south of Mazar-e Sharif. By evening, the rebel forces, according to these sources, had moved all the way into the city center. The sources say as many as 500 Taliban soldiers were captured and hundreds more were killed. If Mazar-e Sharif has now fallen into rebel hands, it will be a key development for the Northern Alliance and for the U.S. military, which has been looking to establish a forward base inside Afghanistan.
If you have taken ground and can use that as a position to move from, you know, that's obviously a much different tactical aspect.
Admiral Stuffelbeam and other Pentagon officials say control of Mazar-e Sharif would also make it possible to establish an overland route from Uzbekistan, along which humanitarian aid could be delivered to as many as 400,000 civilians in desperate need of food and supplies before winter sets in. The World Food Program has a plan to bring relief supplies to that population, but the U.S. military is likely to take an immediate lead there. Eric Schwartz oversaw humanitarian operations at the National Security Council under President Clinton.
The critical strength is the military's ability to act quickly and with enormous resources in circumstances where the civilian agencies either don't have the access or haven't gotten their act together appropriately. And I think that's in the area of transport and logistics and other means.
In the Balkans and in Central Africa, the U.S. military was somewhat reluctant to get involved in relief efforts, though pictures of U.S. personnel distributing food in Afghanistan might help counteract some of the bad publicity from bombs hitting civilians there. And Eric Schwartz says U.S. troops may be needed to protect any humanitarian operation in a war zone like Afghanistan right now.
Even if you have a relatively secure situation, there is still the potential for sniping and for the odd attacks on food convoys. So there will have to be some sort of security requirement. The question is just how robust that's going to need to be. But I think people will look, and appropriately so, will look to the U.S. military in that event.
Pentagon officials are so far dodging the question of what U.S. military role there would be in the relief effort. Admiral Stuffelbeam said establishing a land bridge from one country to another obviously requires security, but non-U.S. forces, he said, could help in that effort. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.